White, Edson, May 28, 1901. Let each of you as Christians make straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Now let each subscribe to be strictly vigilant of himself. Christ is your pattern. You cannot adjust everything just as you would like, but you must leave for the Holy Spirit to do the work upon human souls, and surprise all with the manifestation of the meekness and lowliness of Christ. Now let each one connected in the work surprise the others by the beauty of Christ's character. You can each yoke up with Christ and learn of him that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Tuesday morning, May 28, 1901, Sacramento. I slept but a few hours last night. There is $300 I received in donations, and something over $160 was sent Monday by Sister Gotzian. The other she was to send at once when it came in. I am sorry about the other matter. You must not blame Willie, for you do this so much he dreads to open a letter when he is working sometimes half the night in councils, and then striving to stay up the hands and help all he can. I was told by Sister Drouillard that $500 was sent, but I was hustled off to a couple, a brother and sister, who were desirous to have me dine with them. He had donated $100 and knew the amount of the money raised. I understood $500 would come direct to you. We had to go to Denver. There I raised $300, but only $112 in cash. What direction was given I know not, for I had to leave the church directly and only heard the amount. Some pledged if they sold their land. 112 was sure. We had to rush on to Boulder, and there I obtained only a small sum of about $30, $15 in cash. But at the last place, Portland, there was between $300 and $400, perhaps a little more, which you will receive direct. But when the donors seem to be settled that everything must go through a certain channel, and I am not right on hand to say it shall not go thus, and W.C. White may be in conference with parties, there is a delay. But please keep your censures. They do not do any good and only create a very bad atmosphere. I shall at this conference pull as strongly as I can and shall not let up until there is money raised. The little book and your letter came just as we were to go to the cars from the sanitarium. So we pulled in the silver of all sizes and counted it. It was estimated at $260, but it tallied at $160. Sorry, Brother Decker says it was not double what it was, but the rest, I am assured, is reliable. But they had not the money at that meeting. One lady, Sister Watson, had $100, that is sure, and Brother Decker says he knows everyone and that they will meet their pledges. Maggie leaves here for St. Helena. I have her take this and copy it.